Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, back with another daily dose of sanity in this wild world we call life. Ever feel like you're constantly wading through a sea of emotions, like your inner peace is hanging on by a thread? Let's be honest, we all get triggered sometimes. It's a natural part of being human. But what happens when those triggers snowball into full-blown overwhelm? That's where today's episode comes in. We're diving deep into navigating emotional triggers and learning how to tap out before the feeling becomes too much. Because let me tell you, dealing with overwhelm isn't fun. It can drain your energy, cloud your judgment, and leave you feeling like you're running on empty. But here's the good news. You don't have to be at the mercy of your emotions. You can learn to recognize your triggers, understand why they bother you, and develop coping mechanisms that actually work. So, buckle up, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate those emotional storms like a pro. 1. Awareness is your superpower. You can't manage what you don't know, right? The first step to conquering emotional overwhelm is awareness. Pay attention to your body and mind. What situations or people tend to push your buttons? Is it a certain type of criticism? A particular conversation topic? Recognizing the patterns is like having a map of your emotional landscape. It helps you see where the landmines are and how to avoid them. 2. Don't judge your triggers. Listen, everyone has things that set them off. It's not about being weak or emotional. Those triggers are often rooted in past experiences, beliefs, or insecurities. Try to approach them with curiosity rather than shame. Ask yourself, what story am I telling myself about this situation? Is it a helpful story? 3. Breathe, friend. Breathe. When those feelings start bubbling up, remember the power of your breath. Deep, slow breaths can literally calm your nervous system and give you a moment of mental clarity. You don't have to become a meditation master overnight. Just try a few deep inhales and exhales whenever you feel overwhelmed. It makes a world of difference. 4. Channel your energy. Don't let those emotions fester and build up inside you. Find healthy outlets for them. Whether it's exercise, writing in a journal, talking to a trusted friend, or expressing yourself creatively, find what works for you and use it. 5. Set boundaries. Like a boss, you deserve to protect your emotional well-being. Learn to say no to things that drain you or put you in situations where you know you'll be triggered. It's okay to prioritize your mental health and create space for yourself. Remember, saying no is not selfish, it's self-care. Here's a relatable example. Imagine you're at a social gathering, trying to have a good time. But then someone starts bringing up a topic that makes you feel really uncomfortable. Maybe it's politics or religion. You know this conversation has the potential to trigger some negativity, leaving you feeling stressed and drained. So what do you do? You could try engaging in the conversation, hoping to change their perspective or simply avoid conflict. But that often leads to more stress and tension. Or you could take a step back. Excuse yourself politely, saying something like, I'm going to grab another drink use, the restroom, and find a quieter space where you can regroup and manage your emotions. Remember, it's okay to disengage from situations that aren't serving you. All right, folks, let's recap. We talked about the importance of awareness, not judging our triggers, using breathing techniques to calm down, finding healthy outlets for our emotions, and setting those boundaries like a boss. Remember, navigating emotional triggers is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you feel overwhelmed, but that's okay. What matters is that you keep learning, growing, and developing coping mechanisms that work for you. So, what are you going to do today? I want to hear from you. Share your experiences in the comments below or tag me on social media using Tap Out of Overstimulation. Let's create a supportive community where we can all learn and grow together. Until next time, keep it real and keep tapping out of overwhelm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.